Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And welcome, everyone, to our Bleacher Report chat here during the first week of the NCAA tournament. The first four gets going on Tuesday night in Dayton, second night Wednesday night, and then, of course, Thursday at noon Eastern, the first round officially gets underway across the country. Friday, the same thing, and then, of course, we go to the second round Saturday and Sunday, Sweet 16, Elite Eight next week. All right, so will there be upsets in this first week? Will there be upsets even on Tuesday and Wednesday? Who are these players that we're going to get to know if you don't know them in the mainstream here? So looking at some top 10 players on double-digit seeds, there are always double-digit seeds that pull off upsets. So if this happens, some of these names you may hear over the course of this first week. Let's start at number 10. Terrence Edwards Jr. from James Madison. Big-time scorer, had a great game earlier in the season, really to start the season, when they won at Michigan State. This is a 12-5 matchup against Wisconsin. There's no question that I think you're going to see a lot of people pick this game. I think that Wisconsin is playing better than James Madison at this point, even though James Madison won its conference tournament. The Badgers, I think, have played exceptionally well, maybe their best basketball of the year in the last week and a half. If this matchup had been 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I might have gone with JMU. But Edwards, if they're going to win, Edwards is going to have a big game. 17 a game, shooting over 40%, 35 on threes. He's going to have the ball in his hands a lot. It's going to be a tough assignment, certainly for Chucky Hepburn. But I think A.J. Storr, you could see, you know, we'll see if he's playing him at all. John Blackwell. There may be rotation on Edwards. And Edwards defensively is going to obviously have to deal with the Badgers. So that's that 12-5 matchup in Brooklyn. At number nine, Tyson Degenhardt from Boise State. Now, Boise State was pretty ticked off that they were in the first four in Dayton. I think they surprised everybody that they ended up being in that matchup instead of getting, you know, a 9 seed or a 10 seed. The problem was that the 10s ended up being in Dayton, which is almost unheard of because there were so many automatic bursts that came through in the final couple of days. Now, Degenhardt, he's a baller. He's absolutely just going to get the bucket, find the bucket, shooting over 50% from the field, 17-6. You know, he is going to make things difficult if you are defending him. Now, they're going against Colorado. Colorado's got a lot of athleticism. That could be a problem, but their half-court offense is exceptional, and Boise State's going to make Colorado work for it in this matchup on Wednesday night. And the winner of that game will end up being in Indianapolis and play Florida in a 7-10 matchup on Friday. So he's at number nine. Number eight, Keenan Blackshear from Nevada. Blackshear is a bucket getter. He had a great early part of his season when they won the Diamond Head Classic in Honolulu. He can make late buckets. This is a Nevada team that is simply better than they were a year ago, when they made the tournament, made the first four, and they got blitzed by Arizona State. This Nevada team, I think, has a great shot to beat Dayton in a 10-7 matchup, and Blackshear is going to be one of the main reasons. He's averaging 15-4, but he can go for 20, he can go for 25, but again, he's got a nose to the basket. There's no question that he can find his way to the hole and deliver. And keep an eye on him. in this matchup against Dayton. Daron Holmes, they don't play the same position, but they'll be the two stars in this game in that 7-10 matchup. Okay, at number seven, DJ Horn from NC State. DJ Horn, as we saw in the ACC tournament, when they won five games in 5 days, DJ Horn was essentially one of the main reasons because he outplayed almost everybody. You know, and he was going against stars in the ACC throughout the course, you know, of the tournament. And this NC State team, they're going to be in an 11-6 matchup against Texas Tech. The question is, what kind of legs does NC State have? Now they've had some rest, but they're obviously riding a huge momentum. And DJ Horn, again, is a bucket getter, and the ball's going to be in his hands quite a bit. Shooting over 40% from three. So keep an eye on him. At number six, you talk about a guy that's going to basically stuff the stat sheet, and that's Shahada Wells. Shahada Wells from McNeese. McNeese has had an unbelievable season. They are a trendy pick to knock off Gonzaga in a 12-5 matchup. Will Wade, you know, was banished from LSU and then resurfaced at McNeese and now is coaching a team that, you know, if there was another matchup, I mean, I'm going to pick the Zags, but I would not be shocked based on Kansas and Samford on the other side. I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, if McNeese ends up getting to the Sweet 16, if they can get by the Zags, because they can beat Kansas or Samford, a depleted Kansas, I should say. But Shahada Wells, who started his career at TCU, 17-4, he's going to put up big numbers. There's no question in my mind that Shahada Wells is going to have probably, you know, maybe a 20 spot win or lose in this game against Gonzaga. Before we go to our top five, let's check out a couple of questions here. Jay Butler says DJ Burns should have been on the list. And I debated that. Do I go with Burns or Horn? You know, I agree. I think Burns is going to get a lot of love. He played so well in the ACC tournament. So here's the deal, Mr. 1000. You said K-State better be on here. Nebraska is not a double-digit seed. Nebraska is in an 8-9 matchup, and they are the 8. So, yeah, Grant, I could have gone with Max Rice as well instead of Deegan Hart, because Max Rice puts up great numbers. So we could have done that. And again, Mason, you're on this Nevada bandwagon. Jared Lucas certainly could be on that. Yes, I know. What I like about Blackshear is Blackshear, I know Lucas hit a game winner. Blackshear hit a game winner earlier in the season and has in his career at Nevada. So I could have chosen three different Wolfpack, but I didn't want to go with the obvious choice. I like Blackshear. Yeah, Data Grant on Duquesne, certainly another one I could have gone with as well. I mean, that's the thing. There's going to be plenty of options here.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But let's go to my top five, where I don't think there'll be a lot of questions of the top five. We'll see. At number five, Isaiah Stevens from Colorado State. Arguably one of the best point guards in the country. Came into the season with that rep, and he has delivered. Again, I think the Rams were surprised that they're in a first four matchup against Boise, but you're going to see stars shine in that Wednesday night game in Dayton. Stevens is a great distributor. Look at that, 7.8 assists per game. So if the Rams are going to win, Stevens is going to be the main reason. There's no question in my mind. He will be the focal point as to whether or not the Rams win this basketball game. So keep that in mind. That matchup, by the way, just a refresher, again, 7-10, winner will play Florida in Indy on Friday. I don't think you can argue with Stevens. At number four, Tucker DeVries from Drake. Player of the year in the Valley, plays for his dad, Darren DeVries. He has been a 20-point scorer for multiple seasons. You know, he's just going to put up big numbers. And I think Drake has a great shot in their matchup to take down Washington State. Now, the Cougars are going to defend. And this is going to be a real, I think it's going to be much more of a half-court game. And in that setting, I think DeVries will shine. He'll be the best player on the floor. No question about it. He will be the best player on the floor. As you see there, he's averaging over 21 a game. So DeVries from the Valley, I don't think you can argue with that one. And number three, maybe my favorite player on this list, but I couldn't put him number one. And he had an unbelievable Mountain West Conference tournament. He's a great speaker. I think he's going to be a star in this tournament, just like he was in the Mountain West tournament. And that is Jalen House from New Mexico. His father, Eddie House, put up monster numbers at Arizona State. Has been cheering him on from the stands. But Jalen House gets to the rim. He's got help with Mashburn and Dent. I tell you, this New Mexico team, I covered New Mexico decades ago. This may be the most talented New Mexico team I've ever seen. It's certainly the most entertaining. But House, you can knock him down. He's going to get right back up. He'll play hurt, but get to the rim. He'll do a little bit of everything. He loves the late game moments. He'll make free throws. You know, talent-wise, he's not number one, but he may be number one for me. And by the way, I did pick New Mexico to take down Clemson in that 6-11 matchup in the West region. Number two, KJ Simpson from Colorado. Again, Simpson is a big-time talent. He's a pro. And Colorado lost in the Pac-12 tournament title game to Oregon. They didn't get a lot of national love. They weren't on television much in terms of national TV. So they were on regional on Pac-12 Network. I think he's going to be a potential star if they can beat Boise. You're going to hear his name, though, in the NBA draft. He's averaging 19 a game, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, does a little bit of everything. And I actually think they're going to beat Boise, and I think they will beat Florida. They've got a lot of talent on the squad. And then who is number one? Number one, N'Fali Dante. Okay, N'Fali Dante had a performance for the ages in that Pac-12 title game. Ended up 12 for 12, dominated the post. He's a rim runner at both ends of the court. You know, look, Dana Allman does this all the time, you know, where it's rare they're end-to-end the best team in their league. They have these dips because they have a lot of new players. But Dante came back, and he has been phenomenal. Can you imagine, by the way, Khalil Ware was at Oregon? What if Ware was playing with Dante? That front line would be unbelievable, unstoppable. But I like this Oregon team in their matchup with South Carolina in a 6-11. I think Oregon could get to the Sweet 16 and maybe further. We'll see. If they play like they did in the Pac-12 tournament, there's no question in my mind they could be a major factor. He's going to block shots. He's going to do a little bit of everything. And it's going to be very interesting to track, you know, how they do in the tournament. So who was the best player I left off my list? You know, we've already rattled some of them. You know, because remember, it has to be a double-digit seed. We're talking about Burns. He was mentioned. Obviously, the two other guys on Nevada, Lucas, Rice from Boise, certainly could have been on there. I don't know. I feel like I got most of them. JT Toppin, yes, top freshman. If we did top freshman in the double-digit seeds. Yes, thank you. TJ Long from the Catamounts could have been on there. Waylon Napper from Longwood. Appreciate these. I appreciate these. Yaxel Landenberg from UAB. Thank you. Don McHenry from Western Kentucky. These are all names that we may end up talking about later this week. I'm going to see Western Kentucky against Marquette. Yeah, I know Dante can be inconsistent. He wasn't Sunday. I'm gonna say that he will be consistent. Okay. All right. So Hayden thinks Minix from Morehead State is better than Edwards. That's an opinion. That's fine. I will say this on this list. I'm gonna say at least 75% of them, so 3/4, are gonna have great games in their first game. Will they win them? We'll see. But I think that you're going to see these names excel. Remember, a couple of years ago when Max Asmus was at Oral Roberts, no one knew who he was. Yes, of course, Donovan Dent from the Lobos could have been a player that I could have put on there instead of House. I could have chosen Mashburn. But I think House is what gets the Lobos going. He is essentially their heartbeat. And so I would go with him without question. So there's a lot of good choices. And this is us giving you some names that you're going to hear beginning tonight, Tuesday night, through the weekend, because the odds are that we're going to see a double-digit seed probably get through this weekend, all the way to the Sweet 16. And I would say good chance we're going to get at least three, maybe four out of the first round, and at least maybe, as I said, one or two into the Sweet 16. We'll see. The odds are good because that's what happens, you know, in the first week of the NCAA tournament. Appreciate everyone. We're going to keep doing this throughout the course of the week. I'm going to be in Indianapolis joining Kevin Harlan, Dan Bonner, and Sam Van Gundy with the coverage of that regional. We're number one Purdue, number one seed, I should say, Purdue. We'll be trying to get through that first weekend, get to the Sweet 16 in Detroit, and try to pull a Virginia from 18-19 and losing the first round in 23 and win it all in 24. We'll see if they can get it done. Obviously, we're going to be really watching Tyler Kolek's injury. Did not play in the Big East tournament, did not play in the last week of the regular season. Expected to play against Western Kentucky in that 2:15 matchup, but that's going to be a storyline without question right when that game tips off. And then we'll see Boise State, Colorado, who shows up, who gets out of that game on Wednesday. And then, you know, in terms of Purdue, Montana State from the Big Sky against Grambling State making their appearance out of the SWAC. So we don't know all our teams in Indy just yet. And then Utah State, TCU, I think is going to be a real physical game, much more in the half court, you know, in the region that I'm going to be in Indianapolis. As always, appreciate your engagement. Love the questions. And it's been great. Of course, you can go to NCAA.com, March Madness MBB, and check everything out. And then you can follow me at TheAndyCats or TheRealAndyCats on Instagram.